Project Leadership is our LBC Hometown Hero of the Month. This is a grant recipient sort of project that, what, like you guys didn't know? Did you not know?
We just continue to celebrate.
Was this a surprise? No, it was not.
Whoop whoops!
I mean, we've known for months.
I'm just thrilled to have you announce that on the air, so everyone in Delaware County and beyond, all through East Central Indiana, knows that.
And as we report here from the Ice League Draft Day, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk about Project Leadership. You said 30,000 feet up. Let's do the overview. What is Project Leadership? Its intent and so forth.
Okay, so Project Leadership, we're a nonprofit that works here in Delaware County to help students get to and through college, to and through post-secondary, whatever that path looks like. So whether that is an apprenticeship, a certification, a two-year degree, a four-year degree, we want to help our students post-high school get an education. And so to that end, we have a variety of tools that we've been engaging in for the past 7 years in our history here in Delaware County. And here they are. So we have, at the middle school level, we recruit students into the state of Indiana's 21st Century Scholars Program. That's for 7th and 8th graders. It's income-based. If they're, at least half of our middle school students here are qualified to enroll in that program. So if you don't know about it and you want to know more information, contact us at Project Leadership. Then, for those 21st Century Scholars, when they get into high school, we mentor them in a one-on-one format. And a caring community volunteer comes to the school and mentors a student who's a 21st century scholar to be an encourager, to help them navigate from that path from 9th grade to 12th grade. And then we also have other tools that we use to help students get to college and through college, and that includes some of our what we call success labs, college success labs. The FAFSA lab, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, is one such lab. And so as we look at some of the services that we're providing, when we were approached about the Ice League, mm-hmm. which is what brings us to draft day, the idea is, why couldn't we add sports as another tool mm-hmm. to helping students think about their academics and pay even more attention and what they're doing in the classroom? And so it's very exciting that over the past now 2 years, we're in season two, that we have been able to add the Ice League as one of those tools that we keep in that tool belt mm-hmm. wrapped around us to help students be successful.
And there's learning that happens in athletics too. Talk to coaches, talk to athletic directors, talk to administrators. There's that part too. And the fact that the Inner City Educational Ice League, people still ask me, by the way, we have a hockey league in Muncie? No, this is basketball, which has expanded to girls this year for the second year out too, which is really cool. Anyway, to use the athletics in this case as sort of a carrot for the kids to work harder, do better in their scholastic stuff. I mean, we're hearing stories already about how kids in the first year, maybe they were a one-quarter or a two-quarter player, but they wanted to do better in their school grades out of the chute this year because they wanted more playing time. And, of course, the grades make things better. And as we've discussed so many times before, it's a different world now. As these kids get older, it becomes even more important to have post-secondary education. I mean, the job market is different today than when Mr. Young Dick Daniel was getting into the workforce. Isn't that right, Dick?
It certainly is, Steve. It's changed quite a bit.
For instance, I don't even know, you already said it, what FAFSA stands for. It's hard enough for me to say the acronym. And then to fill out the form, even more tricky.
Well, that's the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, Steve. And it is intimidating, and especially if you only do it once a year for your own child. So the service that we provide beginning this coming Monday, we go to several of the Delaware County schools. The service we provide, we ask all the seniors are eligible to come through our labs. We have computers set up. We have experts there that know how to do this, that do this all the time. The parents and the rest of the families can come in. Even people that are not current students are allowed to come to our labs. Typically, we're there from 7:30 in the morning until 7 in the evening. So we're there for 12 hours, and you can drop in and get that FAFSA done. And one of the benefits to coming to our labs is the National Center for College Costs will be there with a person that can actually explain the results. So that's very great information for families to have.
So you can have some sort of instant information as to the reality of what's going to happen now after we turn the form in, maybe?
Yes, sir. You'll pretty much know what it's going to cost you this coming fall to go to college.
That's fantastic.
So you have a little bit of time to prepare for that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Dick said, there's a number of these opportunities for the FAFSA workshops in the days and weeks to come. You can see that on our community calendar. By the way, we have those all posted. They were distributed again at the Muncie on the Move this past weekend. We picked up a flyer there and got them out to our listeners. I'm going to step into the gym now. Thank you very much for your time. I'm going to break the huddle here as we use the theme. I'm going to open the door and walk into the gymnasium here at Muncie Central High School. And Kay Harrell is standing here talking, and I hate to interrupt people. Good morning. Good morning. Hi, Kay. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you, Steve?
Excellent. So we're in the gym now. Sorry to interrupt the conversation. But we're inside the gymnasium now. I see sort of a scrimmage sort of going on now.
Right. We have our 7th grade boys in right now going through their draft. And what they did first was go through drill stations and rotated baskets and did different fundamental drills, and the coaches could watch. And so now we're in the phase where they're actually scrimmaging to see a little bit of the actual game situation play.
And this year, as we've said a couple of times, the cool addition to the Ice League is girls are involved too. We knew, I think, when we started this last year, we wanted to expand it, and that's nice that we can get the girls involved this year.
Well, obviously, I'm very excited about that, being a former girls basketball coach, but we've had great response as far as turning in interest cards from the girls. So we'll see, I guess, today how many of them actually show up. But we're real excited about adding the girls. I think that they'll enjoy this league every bit as much as the boys have.
You were speaking when the commissioner was speaking just a moment ago, Tom Lyon. What did I miss an announcement? Was that to the coaches, or did you catch any of that?
I didn't really catch that. Okay. I think that as soon as this scrimmage is over, then the coaches will go into their draft mode. And it's they're very competitive, and it's very interesting to watch them. But they'll do that right after this scrimmage session when they've had a chance to watch the boys in fundamental drills and in a scrimmage situation. They'll go into a draft room, and they'll actually draft these boys onto those four teams.
I asked you this last year when we did this interview before the inaugural year for the Ice League. What would Bill say about this? How would Bill, if he could be standing right here right now, how would he feel about this sort of a situation?
Bill would love this. Yeah, I mean, yeah. He would really love this. This is actually anything where he could work with kids. I've always said Bill was a great basketball mind, but probably the most important thing about Bill that maybe set him apart from others is he could get, because of his relationship with his players, he could get every ounce of talent out of every single boy. And because of that, then could put together great teams and could win against teams that maybe had more individual talent. And so this would be like heaven to him. To be in the gym and to be with these young boys as they're coming, up through their basketball ages, and he would have loved this league.
And to see the work that these students have to do in their schooling in order to get the playing, I assume he would totally support that sort of effort too.
Oh, he sure would. I mean, I think any coach, that's a high point for any coach, even if the fans don't realize that maybe, sure. But as a coach, you're certainly looking for those players that you can depend on no matter when grade cards come out. It's very, very important that these kids understand how important their GPA is.
We're in the Ice League, the draft day coverage here, part of our This Week in Delaware County, just kind of setting a scene as the commissioner, Tom Lyon, just walked by. When he enters the gym, he puts on a game face, doesn't he? He takes this very seriously.
Tom has a very good game face, and if you are in the draft room, the coaches put on a great game face.
I mean, I'm going in there. The commissioner's. I asked for a media availability, and he looked at me and said, "Oh, I think we can work that out. We'll talk to the people. We'll run it through the committee, and we're going to be able to
which
be
is
in."
Basically,
there.
He and I.
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't want to say that. So there's a lot of volunteers and a lot of work going on here. at the Ice League Intercity Educational Basketball League draft day coverage here on This Week in Delaware County.